Hendrix's brother.
Okay.
So that's the,
I think I've heard enough of his record.
All right, that's the whole setup for the Joe Show today. Oops, hold on. I need the phone number here.
His name is Leon. I guess that's
all. Leon Hendrix.
Yeah, his phone number's behind.
His brother came to him in a purple flame.
And he's 56.
There it is.
To make him older or younger?
He's his little brother.
Than Hendrix, if he were still alive. Jimmy. How many years has Jimi Hendrix been dead? 70s?
Since 1971 or 71? 70.
Hey, that's when I was born.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Rob advertises the fact that he is the youngest one on the show.
Thank you.
But the first to die. Okay, this guy knows he's going to be on the air? Okay.
We might have to rearrange that, though, Rob. With both of us taking the course of all.
Hello, is this Leon?
Yes, speaking.
Leon Hendrix?
Yes.
Please stand by for radio host Joe Ardinger.
Joe?
All right, Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Leon.
Oh, hold on. I got to turn your microphone on.
I can't hear him.
Hi, Leon.
Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy?
How are you? You are the brother of Jimi Hendrix?
Yes.
And how old are you?
That's not fair. Come on, be kind to me now.
I am. I haven't even started.
I know.
Joe.
All I want to know, are you the younger brother or the older brother?
The younger brother.
And according to my sheet here, it says you saw a purple flame and you said, come on, brother, it's time to get going. Is that your inspiration behind putting together this record?
Well, yeah. Well, if you want to know the exact truth?
Yes.
Yes. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. You know, when I was, me and Jimmy grew up, you know, we were, you know, kind of impoverished and stuff, and when Jimmy made it famous, he took me on tour with him, and I think I was about 17 years old.
Did you meet Paul McCartney?
Pardon me?
Did you meet Paul McCartney?
Yes, I did.
How about Janis Joplin?
No, I didn't meet her.
Did you go to Woodstock?
No, I didn't.
Haagen-Dazs or Good Humor?
What?
Haagen-Dazs or Good Humor?
What do you do? What's that going to do with any of the music?
Oh, the music. I forgot. Anyway, so tell me more.
Joe, now come on. Joe, you love music.
Yeah, stop being silly, Joe, and ask some questions.
Don't you really love music? Don't you think didn't you just tell us Jimi Hendrix was your favorite guitarist?
He was actually the inspiration for me learning how to play guitar, Leon.
Why don't you ask Leon a relevant question?
For another 20,000 guitar players, too.
Did you cover any of his songs on your new record?
No.
Oh, why not? Don't you think that would bring more attention to it?
No. It only makes people think that I'm just trying to play music because of Jimmy.
Who produced the record?
I play my own music. I self-produced it.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Do you have your own studio?
Yep.
Hey, where are you?
I'm in Seattle right now.
Uh-huh. And have you lined up a tour for the summer or anything?
Yeah.
How about T-shirts? Are you going to sell T-shirts?
I doubt it.
I'm hearing you!
Hey!
Guy just dropped the S bomb on you, Joe.
I know. First of all, are you a guitar player?
Yes, I am. 25 years.
Okay. Have you listened to my music yet?
Yes, we did. We just listened to 3 songs.
So you're scrutinizing my guitar playing right now?
Not right now. I mean, I'm talking to you.
Tell him what you said, Joe. Tell him what you said.
I thought Jimmy was a little better.
Oh, of course.
You thought Jimmy was a lot better.
I didn't even hear guitar.
He's a hundred times better.
Joe,
I just write good music.
Here's the thing, Joe.
I'm not playing music because of Jimmy. I'm playing music because the music making me play.
But wait a minute. You said
the DNA thing.
I thought you were playing music because of a purple flame.
Well, purple flame, yeah, right. The purple flame came down from the sky and struck me one day and said, hey. Okay, brother.
Here you go.
Okay, brother. Go on, play the music now. Mm. You know, because I told you what to do. He said, I opened the doors. Just walk through them.
About the drugs.
And what kind of LSD were you on when you took, when you saw the purple?
I don't take LSD.
How about the pot?
Yeah, I smoked some pot.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Was it the Northern Lights? Or was it the Mutual Khan?
Washington Green, it's the Evergreen, buddy.
The Evergreen, the AK-47.
Now we're rolling.
Now
you guys are commiserating.
Somewhere, Joe. There you go.
All right. Well, you know, I'm hip to that whole Seattle sound and everything. Who are your other inspirations? You must have had some other inspiration.
Of course I did. Like all the bands from Seattle. Alice in Chains,
Tell the guy he's nuts. Jimi Hendrix didn't come to see him in the middle of the night.
Bing Crosby.
He's only doing this because he got cut out of his brother's $80 million estate.
Did I hear Bing
Crosby? Leon.
I don't care about that $80 million estate.
Oh, hold on. He can hear me?
I'm doing good.
Hold on.
With Sanctuary Records.
Can you hear me?
I don't need the $80 million.
Hello?
Estate.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing you don't need $80 million because you ain't going to make a damn red cent off of this crap.
Can you hear me?
Well, what are you doing? You're on the radio. You ain't playing no music yourself.
Can you hear me?
I'm on the radio.
I'm asking you a question. Can you hear me?
No, you ain't asking a question. You're trying to incite me right now to say something stupid.
I'm trying to figure out how come I got the microphones turned into a position where you're not supposed to be able to hear me, but you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear all you guys talking.
Can you hear me?
Treat me this way.
How are you, Leon? What?
Can you hear me?
All right, Leon, hold on. Let's...
Anyway, LeonHiddress.com, if you want to order my record, go on now. I'm an independent right now. I'm signing with...
Oh, my goodness!
You know, whatever. So what else you got to say, buddy?
Well, I can see why you're independent.
Leon, we thought that Joe, who was a kindred spirit of yours,
a frustrated musician.
We thought this would go better.
I'm sorry.
We thought this would go better.
Have you got your guitar with you?
I got several guitars with me.
Fire one up. Let's hear you. This is your chance on a national radio show.
Let's go.
Live, Leon. Leon live.
Yeah, live. Order my CD.
Joe, why don't we play? Do we have any Joe selections that we can play?
I'm on my cell phone right now.
How much?
Oh, dear.
Well,
dude,
we got angry.
Dude, we've had to hit that button. Three times, four times now.
Well, Leon, you're not as cool as your brother.
Listen, here's...
I'm not trying to be as cool as my brother.
Calm down,
everybody. That's a good thing.
I'm getting a message from one of your relatives. Hold on a second.
Our daddy is dead.
What was that?
Our daddy is dead.
Who is that, Leon?
Our daddy is dead.
You're sad, dude.
I want to hear your
music.
All right. Joe, that's fair. Leon wants to hear your music.
All right,
Joe, to my website.
Joe, sing something for him.
Sing something for him, Joe.
Sure. Can Buzz go? No, don't really get his dumb song. Sing something for him.
All right, let's see.
I'm not in love. Yeah, sing your version of
I'm not in love, but don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through.
Now let's get the assessment from Leon. Leon, that was Joe singing. What do you think of him?
Nothing. It's not even crossing my mind. I'm doing more important things. I'm making a movie.
You're cutting
Leon. I'm making the life story of Jimi Hendrix.
Leon,
our family, how we came over in the wagon train from being slaves. Going to Arkansas, coming up to Seattle.
Hey, Leon.
When were you a slave, Leon?
I said my grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents. Oh, okay.
Your grandparents. Okay.
Leon, when you say you cut your grass, does your grass grow on the windowsill?
No, I'm in the yard right now.
Oh, okay.
That was a Mary Jane reference, Mike. I didn't have time to talk with you fools to cut my grass at the same time, so I said I might as well do both.
What is your assessment of after hearing him sing of Joe Ardinger as a musician, as a singer?
Like I said,
say it without cussing though.
It was awful. It didn't even get into my brain.
It didn't even get into his brain. There's the assessment.
When's the last time something did get in your brain?
Well, I don't know.
Musically speaking,
this morning.
You know something? The next time you guys call me.
I don't think that...
Oh, dear.
He called his a-holes?
Yes, he did. He didn't know that the new term is asshat.
Look at Joe. That's another great bit you ruined.
Yeah, I ruined that.
Well, because it's the Jimi Hendrix song, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
I wouldn't kill.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes?
Joe, does this song speak to you?
Joe.
Not really.
Joe.
Of course. Why would you say that?
Hey,
the song is Hey Joe.
I know, but because half of my life everybody always says, "Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?"
Oh, and so it actually worked the opposite way.
Hey, it gets old.
So did you like talking to Jimi Hendrix's brother?
He didn't sound 56.
No, no, he sounded younger.
Yeah. He sounded like a kid.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes.
Well, it went well.
Don't forget. Go to www.leonhendrix.com.
Oh, did Rob make you read that plug?
Hey, it's only fair.
That's right. I mean, the man is cutting his grass.
Yes.
And he took some time to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's Jimi Hendrix's brother.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Joe.
That was the Joe interview.
That was it. Okay.
Love
thanks.
It was the
fun.
Sure.
Thanks, Joe.
You didn't like it?
Oh, no, it was great. I'm really glad we had it on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody's in the car listening.
Well, it's just now kind of setting a trend, you know, for us to look under our cars at night when we go home. It's a wonderful new trend. Musicians all over America. Wannabes, has-beens, hangers-ons.
Leon Hendrix.
Very nice.
All right, well, thank you, Joe. You did
very nice.
You did the best you could.
That's an awful very clever, Joe.
Yeah. No, you know what? We didn't tell Joe who he was going to be talking to.
Right.
We thrust Joe in that situation.
We kind of prompted him to be hostile, which, you know, made the whole thing. And then Mr. Hendrix began to shower us with profanities.
What made it so great.
Yes.
But you couldn't hear any of that.
No.
Sadly, no.
No, you probably lost a lot of that due to the profanity bothered you.
We kind of... What? Yeah, almost that, like two thumbs up or two snaps up.
Yes.
You almost said that, like that two snaps up, like in living color. Like, what is this F you're dropping on me?
And then at the very end, we were given the ultimate compliment. All of us. Mm-hmm. We are all asshats.
Except to use other words that have.
You know, I know some of the remarks were excised, but I think his tone carried.
I believe so, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi there.
We're doing
great. Thank you. Hello.
Good. I wanted to know, well, again, I think Joe was right. He didn't sound that old, and he didn't sound like he was African-American.
Oh, now you mean...
Oh,
just,
no.
How do you mean that?
Hello, this am Leon Henry. Well, I would love to take your car out back.
He sound like an executive behind a desk.
And, of course, there are no black executives in America.
That never happened.
At least not in my America, honey.
Well, he needed a little bit more bass in his voice.
Hello there.
He needed... Wait, so you mean, in your opinion, African-Americans are supposed to sound a certain way?
Well, I am.
You're an African-American?
Yes, I am.
Well, how come your voice isn't lower?
May I tell you something?
Sound
white
to me.
Let me tell you something, sister.
Over voice.
You sound as white as Buzz's lack of underpants. I mean, I'm thinking about Buzz right now.
Ah, yes.
Hello there.
Thank you, guys.
All right, goodbye, there.